Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction in this era is a booming sector. And so are the sectors that are closely associated with. For instance, cement industry, steel industry, and more important, the heavy equipment industry also sees themselves growing. Due to their close association with the construction industry, they have all been able to set their foot tight on the ground and are now making good money. The heavy construction manufacturing industry is perhaps one of the most profitable industry, as it is much believed that the entire construction sector depends largely on the heavy equipment industry and vice versa. We will be talking about some crucial heavy equipment without which is almost unimaginable for the construction sector to sustain. Crawler dozers, number one. When we talk about the moving loads of dirt, we can't think of any other machine than a crawler dozer. They are the big, powerful machines that are meant for the purpose of carrying huge loads of dirt in the bucket that is positioned on the front of the machine. The operator drags the bucket on the ground and the bucket or the blade, it depends on what you got, and the dirt gets absorbed in the bucket. Depends on what you're talking about. You could be talking about a track loader here, or you could be talking about a bulldozer. But for right now, it's between a track loader. It is thus carries all the dirt and dumps it in the dump truck. These machines are used predominantly in the mining site or road construction site and job sites that are building like anything. I mean, subdivisions, restaurants, anything. Okay. We can also see these machines in a job site are working on very big projects where it is to cover a lot of ground and get the dirt out. The smaller versions of this machine is also used as grading tractors. Now, this is more of a D3, a D4 kind of size dozer on this part. Almost every heavy equipment manufacturer produces crawler dozers. So one has to check the specifications and match it with the requirements to come up to a decision on the brand that he or she should be going for. Next, excavators. It is very important that the heavy equipment that one will come across on any construction of mining job site or any job site that has to do with moving dirt, every construction project needs to dig earth. For this, they need the machine no less than an excavator to do the job for them. There are various types of excavators available, each one with some superior feature in it. In it comes at the high cost. The new construction companies or small contractors often do not go for the expensive excavators. They limit themselves with a lower genre of machines or basically buy small versions. It may not be as effective as a larger one, but it still gets the job done. And lastly, rollers. No road work can be done without the use of road rollers or compaction wheels. Okay? They are quite instrumental in giving a shape to the surface of the road. It is easy to press the asphalt and other ingredients sprayed on the surface and give a good outcome. The road rollers have a huge drum located at the front of the machine, and the operator simply roll it on the surface, thus making it smooth. Some rollers have drums in the front and two heavy rollers at the rear of the machine, thus giving some good compaction to the road. Overall, when it comes to road construction, rollers are a must. And then when it comes to a lot of these job sites, track loaders, which are the same as crawler loaders, dozers, excavators, and rollers are very important for all construction sites usually. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.